good morning, you beautiful, beautiful people. It's your Prince of Positivity here, wishing you all a happy mother effing Tuesday. Hold on,
hold up.
I know this is like, it's not really unprofessional. I mean, you're gonna hear it anyway, so it don't matter. I gotta take a sip of water because my mouth is dry. And if you heard it and it sounded bad, I apologize. But either way, it is what it is. You know what's funny? I don't know why it never clicked when I came on here yesterday. Which, by the way, I had to re-upload not only yesterday's, but Friday's Daily Dose, which sucks. And I'm sorry for those of you that missed that. I didn't recognize. I'm so busy ripping and running around that it never clicked. Gotta take your time, people. Hey, I have my faults too. You have to take your time with stuff. Double, triple, and quadruple check. Anyway, but so over the weekend, I was finally able to get my hands on the Pocky chip, the one chip challenge chip. Now, I myself am a good old spice connoisseur. I love the heat, love the spice. I love trying any and everything that has to do with spice, as long as it's good. As long as it's good. There's certain things, you know, I just, if I don't like the flavor, I'm not really gonna, because I mean, I'm not a curry eater. You know, I know that they got spicy curry out there. I've had bad experiences with curry, you know, along the way. And I cannot see myself ever eating curry again. So that's an example of something that's like something that I just will not eat, but that's just for that specific reason. But I always want to find something that's going to make me like tap out. It's like, you know what? Yeah, let me find, nope, I can't do it, you know? And I think we can call the Pocky chip maybe like a benchmark, you know? The only thing that I hated about it is that the fact that there was no real flavor, you know, because I have a bunch of hot sauces here and I have one of my hotter hot sauces. And it has like this bland taste. And the chip basically had the powdered version flavor-wise of my hot sauce. And it's like, it's not what I wanted. I wanted to actually enjoy the chip. So me chomping down on it, it's like the best looking chip with no payoff. You know, if you think about how you get like a good ass Dorito that has like all the fucking powder on it. And it's like, yo, this is going to have a flavor kick to it. Cause it's always one in every other bag that you get. Well, this is the Pocky chip is like that, except all the powder that's on there is the fucking scorpion pepper and Carolina Reaper pepper. Yeah, and it's definitely the heat. That's for damn sure. I'll have to go in depth more so one day and explain my experience with that. But anyway, let's get into this shit. I've talked more than I need to about it. So with that said, if you didn't already know it, it's time for that beautiful, wonderful, oh so beneficial Daily Dose. Spent so much time talking about the damn chip, I really completely forgot what it was that I was supposed to be talking about. I remember now. So, not everybody wants to see you succeed. Not everybody wants to see you achieve the things that you want to achieve. Not everybody wants to be in your corner. You know, you have a lot of people that will probably quietly and then at the same time openly pray for your downfall. Because it means that there's either an opening for them or it means that they don't have to see you succeed where they couldn't, you know? And You know, in certain points, it's not necessarily done out of malicious intent. It's not that they truly deeply want something bad for you. In most cases, it's a lot of people that are either envious or, you know, don't want to see somebody who was at their level surpass them or achieve things that they couldn't achieve. You know, it's really just birthed out of envy for the most part. And this is one of the main reasons why you have to be your biggest fan. This is why you have to be your biggest supporter. This is one of the main reasons why you have to be the one person that you rely on for that encouragement, for that motivation, for that inspiration. You know, you can't just continue to outsource and hope that everybody has your back or everybody's in your corner. You know, it's never going to be like that all the time. See, for what you have to understand is that there's going to be a lot of situations in life where you're going to have to rely solely on yourself, where you're going to have to muster up that strength, that encouragement just from you. You know, there's a lot of us in this world who seek, you know, validation from everybody else and never from themselves. You know, some people can't function or operate without the intervention of others or anybody supporting them. There's people that can't function without people being on their side. There's people that can't function basically on their own or just by themselves, period. And this is one of the main reasons why you need to start focusing more on being able to fuel yourself by yourself. You know, you need to be able to jumpstart every bit of inspiration that you need in order for you to achieve the things that you want to achieve. It is that simple. It is that simply said, not easily done, but is that simply said. And for most, it will be very, very difficult. And that's understandable because it's not something that's easily achieved by those who aren't, I would say who's not, you know, mostly not introverts. There's a lot of extroverts out here who just can't operate like that just at the drop of a dime. But it's okay because everything for the most part can be learned, especially in terms of this. You need to be able to spend more time with yourself, be able to understand who you are, to understand how you operate, to be able to encourage you more to do the things that you want to do. But you can't continue to rely on people who don't want to see you succeed. And granted, you may not know everybody that doesn't want to see you exceed that's within your circle, but you should always have it in the back of your mind that there's always going to be someone like that. You never want to walk around just, you know, completely naive to the fact and just think everybody's going to be on your side. So just try to keep that in mind and not be so foolish about it. You know, yeah, people on the outside, everybody's going to make it seem like they are behind you. And this is not me sitting coming on here to bash or turn you away from you having people around you having friends. No, you should absolutely always have people, you know, with you in your corner and stuff like that. But my thing is, don't solely rely on that, because the moment that you do, it's going to start a downward spiral of negativity and a bunch of letdown. And that's not coming from like a bitter aspect. It's just a realistic aspect, because it's what happens when you start to focus on yourself and you start to become more of what you believe that you should be. And when you start seeing certain levels of success, then you start to lose people along the way. So it's better for you to have a mindset that you're understanding that this is going to happen. And you're mentally and emotionally prepared for it. So that way, when it does, when and if it does, you'll be ahead of the game and you'll be better off for it. So with that said, you're beautiful. I love you. You're all very fucking amazing. And as always, stay humble, hustle hard, spread that love, get out there, make things happen for yourself and be your biggest supporter, be your biggest fan, be the one person that you can get all of that jump start and encouragement from. And until next time, you beautiful, beautiful people. Salud.